WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk radio station, bringing you a lineup of live talk radio every single weekday. Start your mornings off with Matt Flynn direct from 6 to 8 a.m. Then find out what's going on with the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 to 11. The Tom Hartman Program is live middays from 11 to 2, right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Decorating your home is personal. You want your place to be unique. That's why you should check out Art and Framing 123 in downtown Waukesha. Discover home decor items from Treasury Hunter Ramona and original artwork by DE, also known as Friday Night Live artist Dan Eng. Art and Framing 123 has a custom framing service for your diplomas, posters, packer certificates, images on canvas, photos, and more. Art and Framing 123, 311 West Main, across from the hotel. Let them know you heard about them on the Shaw.
President Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election.
Collectively, Republicans got 1.661 million votes, 51,000 more votes than Trump got.
He exhausted his cases. He exhausted the court challenges.
All the Republicans voted for Trump the way they voted for the assembly candidates. He would have won.
It was not rigged. It was not stolen. Donald Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election. It's really clear.
This message was paid for by the People for People People Corporation. Donate online at p4ppc.org.
Conservative talk radio, they don't want to hear your opinion. They want to give you your opinion. They've done a good job. There's a way out. You can escape. Just turn on 540 AM WAUK, 8 AM to 11 AM, Monday through Friday, and we can help you get out. We can teach you to think again.
Catch the Earl Ingram Show weekdays from 8 to 11 AM here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm on my way, I'm making it. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to go quickly to Missouri. There's a guy down there named Eric Greitens. Eric Greitens is running for the U.S. Senate to replace Senator Blunt as a Republican nominee. He's a former governor, but he resigned right in the middle of his governorship because the Republican Party in the gerrymandered legislature said they'd impeach him, remove him if he did not. What's going on down there? What's going on with the new TV ad he just put out? Eric Greitens had served in the Navy in the SEALs. He was accused by his wife of abusing her physically and their children, including the three-year-old. He had a mistress whom he imprisoned in a basement and then photographed her without her permission, involved in sexual activity. And the Republican legislature said, enough's enough. Now he's running for the Senate. And he just put out an ad that is about the most distasteful political ad I've ever seen. It's so far, it's just on YouTube and social media. It's not on networks. I'm not sure networks would carry it, but he's standing with a group of, they look like Navy SEALs or they look like commandos, all dressed up in gear and all carrying rifles. And he has a rifle and he's standing there where, in normal civilian clothes, saying, get your RINO license. RINO standing for Republican in name only. Get your RINO license. Get your RINO rifle. Implies killing moderate members of the Republican Party. And these people are all clustered in front of a house, kind of a normal looking house, to break in and kill the RINOs that are inside. Kill the RINOs that are inside. This ad was taken down from Facebook. It was flagged on Twitter. When you have a guy who's a former governor, albeit a one who was forced out because he threatened and physically abused his wife, his kids, photographed his mistress and restrained her in a basement. This guy should be in jail. He should not be running for any other office, yet he's running for the Senate. And he's ahead. The last poll that I saw, he was number one. Now, you can say, well, that means the Democrat will surely win. Well, I don't know about that. The Republican base right now in a lot of areas is so degraded that they will vote for this kind of thing if it has an R in front of it. This is part of a larger problem, which is the introduction of violence by the Republican Party into our politics for the first time since 1860. In 1860, when Abraham Lincoln was elected, states seceded in 1861, right as he was sworn in, South Carolina, they attacked a federal court, they seceded, and the Civil War was launched in the last 4 years. It lasted 4 years. More than 600,000 Americans were killed, and it was the most agonizing part of our history. Prior to that, you had a congressman from South Carolina who did not like a senator, an abolitionist from Massachusetts, Charles Sumner. And the congressman from South Carolina, who was pro-slavery, didn't like what Sumner was saying about freeing the slaves, went into the Senate with a lead-weighted cane and almost beat him to death. Sumner was sitting in his Senate desk, so his legs and his knees were sort of trapped. He couldn't get out, and he just beat him mercilessly, almost killed him. This is before Lincoln was, just before Lincoln was elected. That's the kind of violence that happened back there. Well, that is resurfacing now. We had our first plea bargain, really, but a plea. It's a threatening individual in Nebraska. There was a guy from Nebraska who threatened to kill the Secretary of State of Colorado. So this, the criminal proceeding occurred in Colorado, and he pled guilty. But over the weekend, Adam Kinzinger on the January 6th commission revealed a letter his wife had gotten saying that Kinzinger had betrayed the United States and Trump by serving on that commission, and that he would be executed, his wife would be executed, and their 5-month infant would be executed. That guy has to go to jail. The CIA can find out who sent that. They can find out who sent that. That kind of thing is being encouraged by the Republican Party. The Republican Party has been taken over by people who encourage violence and commit violence. They encourage it and commit it, like on January 6th. This started with Trump. Now, we had bad people. We certainly had bad people like Newt Gingrich, but Trump was the one who said the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton. And he wasn't prosecuted because he was a Republican nominee. Then he said her bodyguard should be disarmed. He just posted a photoshopped video, a fake, showing him golfing and hitting a long drive. And then they photoshop in the scene of Joe Biden falling off his bike because his toes got caught in the toe guard on the pedals. And it went over and he got up. But it looked like the golf ball bounced off his head. And they all laughed at that. They laugh at violence until it's directed at them, and then it's too late. Eric Greitens, by threatening Republican moderates with murder, their grand jury should be conducted to see if there's a basis to charge him criminally for saying that, for doing it. And even if they don't, where's the Republican leadership? Where is the chairwoman, Ronna McDaniel, of the Republican National Committee? Why hasn't she denounced that? And it's directed against people like Mitch McConnell. It's directed against people like Mitt Romney. Directed against people like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. Where are the Republicans? Where is Senator Blunt, whom this guy's trying to replace? They're afraid. They're afraid of violence. There have been death threats against poll workers, secretaries of state, governors, Dr. Fauci, Raffensperger, the Secretary of State, is a Republican and a conservative of South Carolina, of Georgia, I should say. All of these people are afraid this threat of violence has had its effect. I'm going to propose the following. Every Republican leader of good faith should stand up together and say, we're conservatives and we even differ among ourselves, but we will not tolerate violence or threats of violence. And the second thing is U.S. attorneys should prosecute these things. Sometimes people will go, well, I didn't say I'd kill him. I just said, it's sad, but I think somebody will kill him. That's a way to sneak out of this. Charge them. And here is a little known fact of prosecutorial discretion. Federal prosecutors can determine whether somebody pleads guilty or not. That's why there's so few federal criminal trials. They go, okay, we'll let you plead to something that has a 2-year maximum. If you don't plead to it, we're going to charge you with something that has a 10-year maximum or a 20-year maximum. And then the defense lawyer goes back to his client and says, look, you know what you did. They basically are going to let you off with 2 years, or you can roll the bones on 10 years. 2 years is very disruptive in life. It's very hard, teaches a lesson. 10 years is a big chunk of your life. The impact on your marriage, your family, the impact on your job. So a lot of people plead to the lesser one. Now, are there some innocent people who are coerced into doing this? Not supposed to happen with honest U.S. attorneys. There were some U.S. attorneys during the George W. Bush administration who prosecuted people. They prosecuted a woman, Jim Doyle's administration. She was in jail for 6 months, lost her house, single woman. And then the Court of Appeals let her out and said it was a travesty that she was being prosecuted. There is some of that. But in this case, every one of these threats, they get the choice of 2 or 10 years. 2 or 10 years. Put them in jail. You cannot continue to have people, poll workers, healthcare workers, minor political figures, major political figures, threatened with violence, because ultimately it destroys a country from within. I'll tell you what else. What else? A lot of people won't agree to be poll workers or health commissioners. And you're going to get nothing but Stalin-type people who go, doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. Going to break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.